I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast.
What the frick is that?
Don't they do dad jokes?
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yeah, there's a podcast, you numpty. It's the sports chat and debates for you and your mates. Check out these less than marvellous bits coming up.
My one, what did the wicketkeeper say to the cricket ball as it whizzed past his ear?
What?
There's a lot of science behind it.
He said short answer.
underrated. Well, very good.
Nathan, right. Sick.
One of you really likes shadow batting, for example, Nathan.
Yes, it's Lee here.
And Skin.
And we have a piece of bonus content for you for the podcast. And a couple of weeks ago, we went down to Sydney. We got to speak to a few of the Australian cricketers just before the launch of The Test, which was on Amazon Prime.
Probably saw this
video. Yeah, probably still is. You can go and watch it.
Yeah, or you could go watch our full video of the chat on our YouTube channel. That's where you got the chocolates. But we just thought it was a nice piece of audio content as well if you happen to be in your car or driving around doing whatever you're doing. So here's how it went.
All right, Mitchell, Marnus, Nathan, the Test Series 2 launches on Prime Video the 13th of January, and I don't know if it's eligible for sort of awards in Logies or anything like that, but if it was, who are you backing in to be most, providing the most entertainment throughout the series, do you think? Who's sort of your funniest teammate, do you reckon?
Going back, I reckon, when I watched the first one through, Mitch Marsh provided me a lot of entertainment. Yeah. That was hilarious. The drum solo. That was good. Yeah, that was good. I haven't seen...
What award are we going for here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't look at...
Pat Cummins?
Like if we're going for like words per minute, it might be this bloke or David Warner.
David Warner.
Touch and go.
We're not in the same category.
Some days, yeah.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are, mate.
Depend on the award.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't know that much about the Logies to actually be able to break down particular awards. Yeah. But I think you've answered it very well.
Yeah, happy with that. Yeah. And filming the series, guys, did it all sort of come naturally, or were there times you had to remind yourselves the cameras were on and dial back on any little mannerisms? I know one of you really likes shadow batting, for example, Nathan.
There was a couple of people who knew the cameras and were around.
That's fair.
We're sitting next to one of them.
Yeah. Starkey.
I don't know. It was quite enjoyable, to be honest. Okay. I think Doc did a fantastic job. So.
Yeah, I think the best part or the most important part is that, you know, we all built a relationship with Doc and, you know, we trusted that what he was filming was going to be authentic and, you know, a really good reflection of who we are. Obviously don't just get everyone's bad moments all the time. I think you would have seen a few. Hopefully they missed a few of those cuts in Pakistan where the eagle wasn't working. I was thinking of getting corn.
Run out
on the flattest wicket ever.
No, perfect. Now, Mitch, to you and Nathan, this one goes specifically. One thing that got quite a bit of airtime, probably like recently, actually, was Marnus's vicious bouncer against the West Indies bowling medium pace. Since seeing that, is he someone that you're trying to avoid in the nets when batting now?
This is a genuine piston.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
I think I should try and get into Marnus's net.
That's fair.
A little confidence.
That's fair. I mean, the thing is, right, what do I have to work with? If Starkey bats and I bowl a 125, 130, if I get my lockup right, if I get it right, then...
You're going to get your foot behind the line.
My theory now is, well, I know when I go into the net stuff, he's going to bounce me anyway, so I might as well feed him when I've got the chance.
I honestly reckon my arm more squeaky than you.
The only thing you've got to remember when you step into Marnus's net is he's got about 25 fielders. So there's no – you don't get any fielders.
You don't get runs.
When he's batting, you don't get any fielders.
No runs.
Low economy. Yeah.
When
low
he's
economy.
Bowling, there are fielders everywhere.
That's fair.
Marnus has a very good skill of never being out.
On end, in the nets, and in the game.
And you still claim like hundreds of net wickets a session, man. Is that –
Oh, if I get a wicket,
You hear about it.
People know.
Can we tell the lads what you told us when you first started playing test cricket?
We just went through this. Talking about it off camera, we might as well do it on camera. Yeah, mate.
Do you want to tell the whole world?
Yeah, go for it.
How many test wickets were you planning on taking?
I slightly overclubbed. By slightly significant. At this stage, to be fair, I almost had more.
You corrected yourself pretty quickly.
Yeah, at this stage, I almost had more test wickets than runs. So it was a fair assumption to make that if I was going to continue to play test cricket, that my wickets column would have to go up.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe 200 was a bit aggressive.
200. Well, at point of recording, you're on 16, 15.
At point of comment.
Hazelwood and Cummins still hadn't had 200 test wickets, and he thought he was going to get 200.
That's what people like.
And at that stage, I think I also said I'm going to get 50 first class hundreds.
I had four.
Definitely kicked on.
Now you got 30.
One of those things are close.
We have always been a man of confidence, but is there a particular moment in the test series? Obviously went through a few series of test matches, but is there a personal highlight or something that you're looking forward to watching back on camera now?
Not personal highlight for me, it's going to be Scotty Boland at the gym.
I think
we all want to re-watch that and just, I don't know, take it in, because it happened pretty quickly that day.
Yeah.
So I reckon that one's for me.
Marnie's trying to sift through all his own highlights at the moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to
which think, 100,
geez,
mate?
Which cover drive? I reckon one of my favourite memories was our win in Pakistan. Obviously the first time we ever gone back there, but probably more so was just the, like, how hard we had to work for the win. I think that's why test cricket is, I'm going to say, everyone's favourite format, is because it's the hard work that you put in, the grind, the hours on hours to get a result. And, you know, for that specific series, we put in 15 days of absolute hard work, grind, fielding, you know, boys trying to do everything possible to get a win. And each test we got closer. And then obviously that third test, we were able to seal the victory. And I think that was probably one of my most satisfying series wins.
I actually look forward to seeing that, how the different characters are portrayed off the field. Everyone knows the results of the cricket, but I think particularly the Pakistan series, how we were stuck in hotels when we were on a cricket field, and it's been a bloody fun environment to be in for the last couple of years, and the group's been we're probably a lot more experienced now on and off the field, but how we got on together off the field in Pakistan in a tight environment, living out of each other's pockets for was it 4 weeks? I'm looking forward to seeing that, and probably the golf tournament too, I reckon.
Yeah.
Oh, did you win it, did you?
No, I didn't actually.
I whizzed one, didn't you?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
All right, guys, we've got our overrated, underrated segment for you. So it's not designed to be, you know, very, very long answers. They're off the cuff, sort of off you go. I'm starting you off with ice baths.
Overrated.
Okay.
Underrated. Absolutely. Okay. Love an ice bath.
You are going to have to elaborate on that.
No, I love an ice bath. Minimum, 15 minutes when you go in.
15 minutes?
Yeah, you've got to get your core temperature
even
down.
Even at that Gabba change room?
Yeah.
That's the coldest ice bath of all time.
Core temperature down, great for recovery. There's a lot of science behind it.
He said short answer.
No, underrated. Well, very good.
Nathan, all right. Sick.
No, fair enough. Makes sense. Wicket keepers in short sleeves.
Overrated.
Definitely overrated. Yeah,
not a fan.
Clubbies.
Yeah,
clubbies. Overrated.
Yeah, terrific. Not going to see that on a touch match.
Short sleeves and floppy. Yeah.
All right, different one for you. The DJ Bravo champion song.
Overrated.
Well, you want a short answer.
I'm not going to lie, when it came out, it was quite catchy. I think I definitely sang it about a fair bit. So I'm going to have to go with it. Underrated. It just got stuck in my head. Yeah, okay. It just got me. Mainstreamed me.
Lovely.
And Marnus, I think I probably know your answer, but the other fellas, coffee.
Underrated.
I tell you what, if there's two things you need on a cricket tour these days, it's coffee machine and a golf simulator.
Yeah.
And what, like 30 boxes of Red Bulls.
To finish off, guys, something we rely on pretty heavily on social media is dad jokes and puns. I don't know if that's something that is any of your cup of tea, but it's never stopped us from sort of throwing them at people anyway. So we have produced a couple of sort of cricket-themed...
I've seen some of your material.
Okay, excellent.
No, I never watched.
Mitch, you'll start, won't you?
I can do, yeah.
And what we need from you is just a rate, like a 5-star rating, like you were doing sort of a review of a restaurant meal. See how that goes. I'm very nervous.
He's like Matt Preston. He's ready to swing that axe.
He is making me sweat. I'm glad you're starting.
Right. Yeah, I'm not, but I'll give it a crack. I heard test matches go for days. No rest for the wicket, I suppose.
Come on, we've got Starkey. That's good.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Wow.
2.5.
Tough case. 2.5. We'll take it. Yeah, right. No, happy with that.
Take. Yeah.
I'll give you half.
That's fine.
I'll give you 3.5.
Okay. Perfect. My one. What did the wicket keeper say to the cricket ball as it whizzed past his ear?
What?
I'll give you 2 then.
I'll give you 3.
Give you 4.
Strongest 3. One.
Love
strongest
it.
One. Take us on.
Surely we're on.
Last one.
If you've got a cricket ball in one hand and a cricket ball in the other hand, what have you got? A very big cricket.
Guys, give us something.
Do you get that?
That is important to clarify.
That's about 5 stars for him at the time.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Do you want to do a goodbye or is that you good?
Oh, I think we're good. But goodbye.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Rightio, so that was our chat with Nathan Lyon, Mitchell Stark and Marnus Labuschagne. They absolutely loved us, obviously, mainly the jokes, except for Nathan Lyon, potentially.
Yeah, not as much.
No. But if you want to see some more of our jokes or just our content in general, then get in touch with us on the socials, please.
Yeah, please do. Emphasis on the YouTube yet again, where you can check out the full video of that chat if you choose to do so. And we'll be on the tools again this week. We'll have a normal weekly episode for you Thursday morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time. You can do the math on when that is for you.
7 a.m, I think.
Yep.
You might need to give them a specific time, but that's okay.
Sorry.
Yep. Well done. Perfect. And in the meantime, remember that if you are getting around your mates, telling some jokes, they don't necessarily have to be cricket related, and having a good time, then you are absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again, well, this Thursday.
Mm.
Or if you're listening later, another time.
Yeah. hopefully the next Thursday. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's lunch.
Well, that's the podcast. So what the hell are you still doing here? Go and get the chocolates, you marvelous beast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.